to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Right, hello. Okay, hello, welcome to episode 297 of the Self-Help Podcast. Me, Ed Lamb, and me good pal. And today, my Valentine, Sean Orford.
Hello, darling.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, okay. I'm good. All right.
Looking gorgeous. I'm just going to turn this down a little bit. I mean, we're a bit peaky. How you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're talking about Valentine's today, aren't we? Because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, isn't it? I should really know that. 14th, is that right?
The 14th, yes. And this goes out on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
So it's very relevant.
So happy Valentine's to all our wonderful listeners who we love dearly, don't we? Like, genuinely, we do love them.
Yeah, and I'm not plugging Marks and Spencer's, but if you want a meal, nip down Marks and Spencer's. They've got a cracking deal on for 20 quid.
Oh.
Full meal and a bottle of Prosecco. It's good, good.
We're going to come to, should we go out for dinner should we stay at home? Should we cook ourselves? That kind of thing. We're going to talk about all that stuff. Maybe that's a bit of a cop-out, getting a Marks and Spencer's meal that you just whack in the oven.
There's a lot of plastic.
Well, let's not talk about the environment today, please, man.
Have you ever thought of having a plastic bicycle?
I wonder if you could make a bike out of recycled plastic, like proper compacted, high density.
Don't know, they can make curbstones out of plastic.
Yeah, the trouble with that is that they wear away and washes into the water system.
Right.
This plastic road business. Let's not. Come on, Nelly. Come on. We're trying to keep this one positive.
We're always positive.
liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. All the notes and links are there. All previous episodes. Discount code for the book if you sign up to our mailing list. Weekly alerts for the show will be emailed to you as well if you sign up. Free meditation files.
Yeah.
Which you could meditate with a partner, with your loved one.
Yeah.
Every morning, every afternoon, every evening.
Yeah.
Just an idea. How you been? You okay?
I'm good. Busy.
Yeah, we've got half term coming up soon as well.
So a bit of a break. Should be good.
I feel like I'm ready for a breather.
Oh. I want to relax.
Yeah, I need a bit of time off. I've not booked any meetings in for next week.
Yeah, I'm going to take some time out next week and just chill a bit.
Yeah, and I can... my wife's a teacher, Bethan, so I can tell when half term or the end of a term is coming because she's just like... dead to the world when she gets home from work. Right. When we put the boys to bed, she just won't appear.
She'll
just fall asleep next to whichever one, whoever's turn it is to put her in. Yeah, she won't appear till the next morning, which isn't probably that romantic, but it's quite good because I get to watch all my kind of weirdo Netflix documentaries and stuff. Yeah. It's cool, man. It's all good.
It's good.
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day and how to have the perfect Valentine's Day, if that is possible. Maybe even striving for perfection and dozens of red roses is, not even, maybe you're missing the point there. So we'll talk about that really. What's your routine, Sean? Do you?
We're all kicking, of course, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're kicking.
Kicking.
Kicking. Okay.
So the thing that I want to get in here is, I didn't realise this before today, but St. Valentine. Who I always think of as a woman, was
a man.
Was a man. And at the time when the Christians were developing in the Roman Empire, Claudius, the empire, had a down on them and was persecuting the Christians, and they were being crucified and killed and stuff. And St. Valentine was a priest who was marrying couples in the Christian church in secret, and he got caught. And was subsequently killed. He was killed on the 14th of February.
You could put a foot wrong back in those days. You'd just be killed, wouldn't you, for anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Some people would like that system to return, maybe, of justice. Yeah. But you couldn't put a foot wrong.
Forget parking fines. Chop their heads off.
I might fancy that. You parked on the pavement. we're going to kill you. When I'm running for local councillor, that might be.
When you're running to rule the world, you know?
Death penalty for close passing and pavement parking. All right. So Valentine's was a fella, and how did we kind of get to the stage where, however many thousand years later, We're trying to get to Marks and Spencer's to get them our meal deals before
because he was the patron saint of couples, because he was marrying couples. The Valentine's Day then became associated with celebrating couples. So that's where it comes from.
Yeah. Valentine's, so, like, good for me. Like, my fondest memories of Valentine's, weirdly, and I hope Bethan isn't listening to this, is when I was at primary school, and like, we were encouraged to, or I don't know, we're encouraged by teachers, or it just happened. And certainly my lad, Will, hasn't even, I don't think it's the done thing there. But you would give Valentine's cards to girls or boys or whatever that you liked, you know, and you wouldn't write your name on them, and you would have a little tray, tray of full of, because kids at primary school have their own little trays, you know, with all the way you keep your books and your pencils. Mm-hmm. And on Valentine's Day, you would open it up and there might be three or four cards there, and you'd be trying to figure out who sent them.
Yeah, because that was the big thing, was no one signed them, did they?
Yeah.
Yes, I've forgotten that. Because
now, like, well, I don't know if kids still do that, but maybe some of our listeners can email in or send us a message. But like, so Valentine's now, you don't get cards from people with, like, you don't know. It's very rare to get. Maybe we should start doing that again.
Yeah, you should give a card to Bethan from... Guess who?
Or to some other person that I may be admiring that... No, of course, I'm not doing that. Or maybe there's someone that you know in your life that is struggling for confidence or is single, and, you know, maybe you can just have... I don't want to start messing around and playing too many weird games, but...
Yeah, but imagine if you're feeling pretty bad about things and then someone sends you a Valentine's card and you're thinking, who the hell's this from? Yeah. And then you get stressed to hell trying to work out who's from, because someone knows me!
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
And then they're checking handwriting and all that, and then it comes back to you. Oh, I was just trying to help. Okay, maybe scrap that idea. Scrap that idea. Zia, what's your Valentine routine?
Because I cook anyway, I like to do a meal. And so we are doing a meal, and I have cheated because I did go to M&S and do their special deal, mainly because the things that were on the menu were things that made me go, oh, yeah, I fancy that.
Yeah, but, no, fair dues, man. I do like a Marks and Spencer's whack it in the oven jobby. They are good.
And they do good veggie options, these days, too, so it's good.
We've got the in-laws of looking after the kiddies, so we're ruining their Valentine's Day. Or maybe their Valentine's as grandparents are our kids, man. You know, it's they're obsessed with their grandchildren, as you would be. So, but we get a bit of...
So are you going out on jolly then?
Well, yeah, it's Friday night. Well, we're having it the day after Valentine's, so Friday night we've got a night to ourselves, so we probably are going to go out for a meal somewhere. But we're kind of wary, conscious that, yeah, Bethan is shattered from, you know, 6 weeks of full-on teaching, so she probably just wants to be in bed. So we're just weighing it up, really. Like, should we go out for dinner and, you know, or should we just have a quiet night at home, maybe get a takeaway or a Marks and Spencer's meal deal thing?
Maybe you should take her to a spa somewhere where you can have a steam and she can have a massage.
And invigorate in.
Yeah.
She's going to fall asleep regardless.
Yeah, so she's having a massage.
So, yeah, we're at that stage of life when we just want a good night's sleep, really.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't beat a good night's sleep. It's so restorative.
We need to do an episode about sleep. Yeah. I'm getting better, actually. I know my New Year's resolution was sleep more. And I think I'm doing better, partly because the lads are nailing it with the sleep at the moment.
Yeah, which that's is good.
Really beautiful.
That's good.
But, yeah, one of the... there's a couple of articles we're going to link to in terms of... They're a bit kind of generic-y, kind of 11... Well, one of them is 11 secrets to having the perfect Valentine's Day without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
And there's some good tips in there, though, in terms of... We are kind of a convenience culture, aren't we? So we buy our food ready-made and for speed and like it. But maybe for this time of year and this event, it's all about putting the effort in, isn't it, and going that extra yard. So you obviously make food all the time and bread and... Maybe you should bake some cookies.
I might be making a special loaf for tomorrow night.
Ooh. Sourdough.
I'll send you a photograph.
Yeah, okay. Nudge, nudge. Oh, because readers listen to this podcast, right? So we need to be careful what we say, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah, but instead of going out, well, it's a bit too late to actually grow flowers, but and cultivate a garden.
But is it better to go out and pick something that's fresh? Yeah. There are flowers around now. You can go and get, but I mean also like greenery and stuff like that. You can make up a beautiful bouquet that had things like pine cones in and stuff like that.
Indeed, yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be.
Snowdrops are starting to come up and all that. I don't know if you should rip them out of the ground and all that, but.
But people give away roses now, and when you're looking at carbon footprints and where things come from, then I mean roses, red roses this time of year cost a lot to produce.
Yep.
Because they're not native, are they? You got to go and have them in hot houses this time of year.
Right. And you probably use a lot of energy to create.
Yeah.
All right. Flipping heck,
so that red rose probably cost quite a lot to the environment.
Yeah. How much of our ice? How much ice was melted to produce this bouquet of roses?
Whereas you could actually give somebody a lovely pine cone on a stick.
Yeah.
And or a dozen pine cones. Mm.
Yeah, we should have. I didn't Google much kind of historic Valentine's stuff, but what were people doing 100, 200
years ago? It was all those kind of, it was flowers, but it was things like knots, because knots are two things tied together. So knots and bows, things like that, were seen as a symbol. But in Wales and some other Celtic countries, it was the love spoon. You know, you'd spend, because the winter had come, so you'd be whittling wood with your knife around the fire, and you'd make your love a love spoon, and then you give them the love spoon.
Yeah, we got a love spoon in our gaff, and it's a Welsh thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, Celtic, but yeah. Welsh.
Sorry, okay. Yeah, all intertwine.
Yeah, yeah.
Clever stuff, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've probably left it a bit late, ready to
start whittling.
Start whittling, or you practice now, so next year.
Yeah.
Historically, I should have Googled this before we came on air, but is that what people were doing 100, 200 years ago to show their affection?
Yeah.
And
cards. I mean, once paper had been invented and cards were invented, then you start to get a whole kind of industry develops then.
Yeah.
And some of the Victorian cards were really ornate. They were sort of filigree cut and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the cynic in me, and it's not just Valentine's, it's all of these crazy little holidays we've invented and commercialised.
Yeah, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Granny's Day.
Yeah, Halloween.
Divorce Partner's Day.
Everything, man. In fact, I need to send an email to Hallmark Cards or all the plastic they come in. The cards annoys the hell out of me. It's like every single card is wrapped in this little cellophane wrapper.
So what can they wrap them in instead?
I don't know, just have a little cardboard thing around it, or just kind of hold it in place. Or just put it in the flipping envelope that it comes in. Don't lick it and put it down. It comes with an envelope. Jesus. It's so annoying, man, being a half-decent environmentalist everywhere you look. It's just horror around every corner. But yeah, don't spend your Valentine's worrying about all that stuff. Ditch the phone, man. Ditch the technology. That's what we need to do this Valentine's. Personally, I'm speaking about myself.
Actually, be with the person that you're with.
Yeah, and our company is called Live in the Present, isn't it? And that's what Living Valentine's Day is all about. It's about being in the. And I say that as my phone.
Just phone's ringing
as I'm talking to you, Jake. I'll call you back, mate. I'm trying to be in the moment with Sean and my audience here. It's the one's calling me. Oh my god. ditch your phone. Like, so I'm going out for dinner with Bethan, and I'm going to suggest that we both leave our phones at home, not even like switch them off and put them in a handbag or something like that. Do you think we could get away with that?
But then, and so that's when the anxiety kicks in a bit, and they go, yeah, but what if?
What if my mum's trying to call? Yeah, what if Williams?
Or what if?
Come out with chicken pox.
And then you can't be without your phone then, just in case.
Yeah.
And then you have to leave it switched on. But then you have to check it every now and again to make sure.
What if we witness a murder on our way, then we need to call the police? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, that's a step too far. All right.
What happened before people had mobile phones? They found a phone box and dialed 999.
I was at a business event last night and I was chatting to an electrician or commercial electrician guy who was an older guy, not old by any stretch, lovely fella, but he was kind of in the world of electrics. It's changed quite a bit since he was, had a business in the 80s as well, so things have come on a lot tech-wise. And he's struggling to keep up with it all. And we were joking about, yeah, kind of pre-internet days, or even the days of internet when you had to, when I was like 17, 18, and I had to wait to till 6 o'clock, till it was free to go online, and I had to speak to my dad. Dad, can I go on the internet? And he'd say, all right. And I had to unplug the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And put the other phone line in.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we could get going.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one could phone us during that time because the phone line was unplugged. So
yeah, yeah.
And then, good times, mate.
Yeah.
Good times.
I can remember when.
Yeah. I know. And I'm, only in my 30s. I'm late 30s now. I'm not mid 30s anymore.
You're going to be early 40s soon.
Yeah. Still what? Should we tell everyone how old you are?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 next week.
So lose the technology, ditch the phone for the evening if you can. Some other tips I found online. Recreate your first date. Can you remember what you and Bree did for a first date?
Yeah.
Do you care to elaborate and tell the audience?
Down the Gleg. Down the Gleg.
In Heswell?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, down the Gleg.
Was that like a meeting point or a...
Yeah, yeah. They had a half-decent restaurant in there and stuff.
Yeah.
You could eat.
The Gleg Arms. Yeah. I remember that now. We don't get there very often.
Down the Gleggy. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Bethan don't really have a first date as such because we were friends beforehand, so our relationship developed as like friendship, and then we were like, before we knew it, we were like, all right, we're a couple now. But yeah, we do. Our first kiss was in Liverpool in a bar called Walkabout. It's just a big bar off Concert Square.
Mm.
To be honest, I'm not sure I'd want to recreate that because it's a bit of a dive, and it's probably...
Yeah, but think of the memories that it bring back. You'd be walking around thinking, God, this is a bit of a dive.
Yeah,
but
why did
think
we
of the memories.
Come here?
Yeah.
I'm actually out on Saturday night with mates for a bit of an old reunion. We come actually in terms of Valentine's, like, what are true loves? Yeah, of course, my wife is my true love. But it's for friends as well, friends and family. So on Saturday night, I'm out with three or four pals to kind of recreate...
You're going to buy them Valentine's cards?
Maybe I should get here. Maybe at some point during the evening I should confess my undying love to these guys who genuinely, like, are loves of my life. Because they're my best mates. I've known them since I was 11, 12, earlier, some of them.
Yeah. That's good.
So I'm celebrating Valentine's with my missus Friday night and then Saturday night with three or four of my diehard pals. In probably hope we might even go
the diehards.
We're talking about where we're going to go and like should we go to the places we used to go when we were youngsters or should we just actually pretend we're not 17, 18 anymore and go to like nice places where we can get a nice, you know, a decent cocktail and a nice whiskey and all that.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Very good.
Yeah. What's your advice for couples in trouble on Valentine's when this is a bit of a pressure time when they feel like they should be doing something but they're a bit dodgy, they're a bit kind of not sure about what they should be doing.
I think that if you can, it is good to go and do something together, if you can. If it's too difficult, then don't set yourself up, don't put yourself in a position where, you know, we went out and it was horrible, and it was Valentine's, it should have been good, and all that. It just creates more problems. Ree sent me a text with things that she was suggesting that we could add into the show, and she'd been watching, is it Adrian and Ruth on Luke's Women? I don't know,
man.
And
I watch a lot of rubbish, but I don't watch Luke's Women.
You don't, okay.
Yeah.
These are questions that obviously were coming up on the show. She said, the first question was, do you put your partner's happiness before your own?
Well, okay. Is that a question to me?
Well, it's a question out loud, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. I think I do, yeah. Although I'm at that frantic stage of life where we're just the two of us are buzzing around all over the show.
I did. For me, it's a kind of a moment-by-moment thing. It's like in the morning, I always make Rhea coffee when she's in bed. I always get up first, so I do that kind of stuff. So that throughout the week I'll do that. So and there's things that I do where I'm trying to put her first.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder whether because she'll be listening to this, Harry, whether she'd be thinking, yeah, but then you didn't put me first, then you didn't put me. Because it's all very relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are times in all relationships where you think, no, I'm not being put first. You know, all of us do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fair enough, but it's a useful thing to think about. So the second one was, how do you show love? And in one of my books, the Nicolastic book about relationships, then the big question there is, how do you show someone that you love them? That how do you know that you're loved?
Yeah, I know, because, well, I'm not the best when it comes to, like, displays of, like, romantic displays of buying flowers and all that. And I try and remind myself every now and again, oh, I need to get some flowers, and I will. But I guess there are other ways that people show love, isn't it? And yeah, like, it's that nightly, it's that routine little cup of tea or coffee that you do.
Yeah. It's like looking after each other, trying to do things that you know each other would like.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that aren't in relationships that they don't want the flowers, they don't want those big displays of public romance. They want that routine of that kind of unspoken love of that cup of coffee in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the life that people want for. That, yeah. Maybe that's what we all work towards, as you know, in relationships.
And maybe when the coffee doesn't come, that's when you need to worry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get up first. Bethan gets up first, so I don't do the morning coffee, but I do the tea.
But do you get a cup of morning coffee?
I don't actually, but I have coffee when I come into work. I should be getting a cup of coffee in the morning. No, I do the evening cup of tea once. Yeah, like about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'll get up and make a cup of tea for Beth.
But one of the things about this, how do you show love? How do you know you're loved? Is something that unless you check it out with your partner, you could be doing something as an expression of your love, which is completely missed by your partner because your partner doesn't feel it. Mm. Yeah, so that's like a useful communication. You know, how do you know I love you? You know, what is it that I would do, could do, should do, might do?
Yeah.
And it'd make you feel loved kind of stuff. That's important.
Okay.
This is a weird one. Who is the captain of your ship? Mm. Now, to me, that is... I guess that in different situations, different people take a leading role. And very often in the house, it's the woman who says, you know, this is my nest and this needs to be done, that needs to be done. So very often you get a dominance, a female, sort of matriarchy in the home. And very often when you move into the garden or the garage, the fella takes over. But, I mean, overall, why should anybody be the captain of a ship? Why can't this be a shared...
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? What would be good, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know. Our relationship is quite... We're a team, you know, and there's no one... One person is not in charge necessarily of the cooking or... Well, I say cleaning. Bethan's better at that stuff than me, but, you know, I do plenty of... I'm in charge of the dishwasher, as I like to point out, and the bins and all that stuff. So we do have our roles, but we're a team, and like we kind of pick up the weight where the other one might not have time to do. It's a little text. Can you do this? I'm going to be late tonight. Boom. Your turn to cook dinner, or can you get dinner on? That kind of thing. So
I think those, but yeah, those things vary so much, and there are some relationships where people want to have somebody who is the dominant one. They want to have somebody who is going to tell them what to do, show them what to do, motivate them, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there are other people that want to dominate and be the one that's in charge. So it does vary a lot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I guess what the point from this is that because we're all such different characters and we have different wants and needs and demands and we like to be in control of different things, that the perfect Valentine's Day is impossible to judge and say, isn't it? Because we're all different characters and different animals.
Yeah, but the most important thing is the mindfulness bit, about having some awareness about what it is, where you're up to, what you want, what you need, and the same with your partner. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the mindful bit about being in this moment now.
Yeah,
what's actually going on, and maybe that's the thing. I know several couples, probably about half a dozen now, who because they've had issues in the past. They have a yearly contract, and the contract could be Valentine's Day, you know, the date, or it could be another day. But the idea is that once a year, they sit down, and rather than just assuming this is going to go on forever, they kind of contract for the next year, It's like, okay, what was the year like for you? You know, what was good? What was bad? What did we get wrong? What did we get right? Are we up for doing it for another year? Mm. So, and they do that on the basis, because of the problems they've had in the past, that neither of them will ever take each other for granted ever again.
Yeah.
There will be that kind
That's
of...
Cool.
Yeah.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happens if you sit down and your partner says, well, actually, I've had a shit year and I don't want to do this anymore. You can stuff up.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. We're fortunate and we're in a pretty strong relationship and good, strong family, wider network of a family, which can, it's like, it's, I can't even envisage not having that or wanting to separate from that. Mm-hmm. But we all do have the choice at any moment to walk away from...
Yeah.
Well, I say we all do. There are obviously people in relationships where maybe someone's too controlling and doesn't let the other partner person through violence or whatever get away, which is a separate issue, and that's not cool.
Yeah.
But at any point, I or Bethan or you or Ree, if things weren't working, can go the separate ways. So maybe Valentine's Day is a day where we kind of
reaffirm
and just think, you know, because time is finite, isn't it, on this planet? And if you're not happy and you don't think that things are going to work out and you don't want them to, get out, man. Flip it. Get out and start living.
Yeah. The last thing on that list from Ree, which came up on the program, was, are you being loved the way that you want to be? And that's a really interesting question, because there's so many levels you could look at that on, from the kind of sexual, sensual, social, intellectual, financial, you know, it's like right the way through.
Yeah.
The whole of your personality. And that's something which I guess each person needs to look at themselves and make decisions about. But then it comes down to some level of communication, because if you feel there is something missing, you know, can you do something within that relationship to create it, you know, or to get it back if it's gone? You know, it's interesting when you, because I do a lot of couples work, and when you work with people when they've been having affairs, usually the affair isn't to do with sexuality, although sexuality might be involved. What people are looking for is attention. They want someone to spend time with them and to listen to them and talk to them.
Yep.
And that's the biggest driver in the affair. It's interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. What's your resource?
Well, I've got, there's an app called Between, and it's an app for couples. So the idea is there's just the two of you share it between you, and it becomes a record of your relationship together. So things like, you know, birthdays, anniversaries are all on there.
That's cool.
But you can send each other messages, and like I say, it's just between the pair of you.
That's quite cool.
So, which is quite fun.
Very nice.
But yeah, it means you can have your own kind of photo album on there and stuff like that, which is good.
Love it. All right, my advice is to write a letter, and we were rooting through some stuff, having a clear out of the weekend, and Bethan keeps letters and cards and stuff, and she found a letter I'd written in 2014 for Valentine's Day, based on the advice, actually, from this podcast from back then, and we read it together, and so I'd taken the time, instead of just buying a card and writing, "Dear Bethan, love you, Ed," I'd written this A4 sheet of why I love her. Which must have been advice from you or some other resources.
Yeah, it's good.
So, and it was cool to read it back. And I recommend doing it again. I'm going to do it again this year.
Yeah, maybe we all should.
We all should, yeah. So don't just buy a card and write your name at the end. Yeah, write
a letter. Send
a letter.
Yeah. Good one.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Marvellous. All right, enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Will do.
I await my card.
I've got it outside for you.
And see you next week.
Okay, take care.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.